You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Friday edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Grizzlies basketball is right around the corner. They're going to be playing a preseason game on Sunday. We'll talk about that on the show today. We're also going to talk about just the general media days, first few practices this week, give some thoughts and impressions on what I came away with talking to some of the guys there at media days throughout practice this week. But again, the Grizzlies are back. They have a preseason game this Sunday at 2 o'clock against Maccabi Haifa. I don't know how to say that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably butchering it. But either way, they're going to be back playing basketball. So we're going to get our first look at Ja Morant and all the other guys. We'll talk about all that and more coming up on today's episode. But first, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, make sure you go and do so wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes, any of those will work. Make sure you go and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Every single day of the season, we'll be doing episodes about what games are coming up, what games just finished, talk about all the storylines and more throughout the entire season. So make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies and whatever podcast platform that you choose. The Grizzlies had media days early this week, and I'll just start by giving some general. I talked to almost every player there, but the first general thing I took away is that it's going to be a fun year. I mean, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. really enjoy each other. Like, they really enjoy being around each other. They really enjoy. Clearly, are becoming very, very good friends, and that's really, really fun to see. I think it helps having, obviously, another young kid, and it's what has got to be just a whirlwind of excitement and just craziness being a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid going from college to basically the star, the cornerstone franchise player right away. You had number four in Jaren Jackson in the draft, number two in this year in Ja Morant in the draft. So you go from really relatively unknown, especially for Ja Morant, playing at a very small school, a little bit different for Jaren playing at Michigan State, but still, you go from living in a college dorm room to something very, very different in what is a franchise cornerstone and the media attention and all the other things that go along with it. It's got to be very, very different for those guys. So I think it helps. It's got to help having one of those guys along with you just to kind of ease it along and just really just have fun. And clearly, Ja Morant and Jaren already have a connection. So it's going to be fun here watching those guys grow, watching the fun next decade, really, watching those guys grow, watching those guys become better basketball players. Hopefully, again, we don't know what Ja Morant's going to be, but the idea of him, I love. I love the idea of Ja Morant. I think everybody else does too, and we're going to get to see it soon. We're going to get to see it this Sunday, what he's going to be able to do. Just talking to Ja Morant, he clearly is healthy. He had the arthroscopic surgery in the summer. At that point, and we had talked on Monday, had not played 5-on-5, but then we saw highlights. Obviously, everybody's seen the highlights come out from the Grizzlies broadcast team and the video guys over there who do an excellent job of Ja Morant dunking on Yuta, and I think he also dunked in whatever Plumlee we have. I don't even know. Miles, I think. So clearly Ja Morant's healthy. He's ready to go. But at that point, up until Monday, had not played 5-on-5 at all. So he's still getting there, but he was 100%. There are no problems. There are no issues with Ja Morant's health and his knees and any of that kind of thing. So that's good to hear. That's awesome for him. Jay Crowder, got a chance to talk to him. You know, really surprised with Jay Crowder's professionalism. He clearly wants to be here. He was asked a couple different times because we do this media, the way the media days work is they bring a bunch of players out at once. And so some people are talking to Jay, some people are talking to Tyus. I mean, and you kind of float kind of around to different players. And so he obviously answered this question quite a bit. I think I'd ask him that same question about him wanting to be here, and I would maybe have been the third person to ask him that. But he clearly wants to be here. He wants to be, he's embraced his role as leader on this team. He wants to be a veteran presence for all the young guys. I asked him, talked to him about what he tells those guys and how he gets them to understand that it is a long season to prepare your body for that, for the idea of playing a bunch of games and the travel. We talked about that. He clearly wants to be that person to the guys can go to be able to ask those questions, to be able to understand what it's like to play an 82-game season in the NBA. So it was refreshing to hear. He clearly wants to be. He said that not only to me, he said it to other publications. I believe maybe Amari Sankofa or David Cobb had a story about Jay Crowder wanting to be here as well. So he said that several times, and not just in media days. He said it after practice. So Jay Crowder is embracing this full rebuild. And so he's clearly in a contract year. And so that does have something to do with it. Obviously you're going to say all the right things. You're in a contract year. You want to get paid again. But the idea of Jay Crowder, could he be a useful piece for this team long-term? Like, could he be the next 3 years? Could he be the veteran player to teach these young guys how to win? Maybe it's a possibility. We have gotten to this point where we think Jay Crowder is just the person that's going to be traded. He's going to be the first person off the books. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's something different for him. I don't know. I don't know what the season holds. I mean, clearly this front office is a proactive front office, as we've mentioned and talked about. They want to make trades, but Jay Crowder could maybe be that piece long-term. I mean, you can't have a team full of young players. You got to have some guys, you got to have some players that are veterans that can win games, that know how to win games. Obviously Jonas Valanciunas is one of those guys too. Maybe those two guys are maybe some cornerstone pieces. I don't know. But obviously, I think the money would have to be right for Jay Crowder to stay here. If he had a longer-term deal, maybe that the money was a little lower than what he's getting now. I'm not sure. But I still think when it comes to in terms of just rebuilding for the future and assets that you do have, Jay Crowder is an asset that other teams are going to want to take a look at. So I know he wants to be here, but that's a lot of things you just say off the bat that you want to be here, you want to be part of the rebuild, but who knows how this season is going to play out. It was an interesting conversation for sure. Another interesting conversation was Kyle Anderson. Kyle Anderson clearly is not as healthy as we all thought he was. He made that very clear on Monday. He didn't even think he was going to have a full go in practice, but he did practice. To what extent, I don't know. Was it 5-on-5? Was it full contact? I'm not sure. There may have been some other questions on that you guys have seen out there, but I don't think there has been. I'm not sure what level participant. But on Monday, he was telling us that he was not back to where he should be. I think Chris Harrington asked him about a timetable, and he said, I have no timetable. I don't want to do that because I don't want to put myself on a schedule and to have to be at a certain point, be at a certain point to where everybody else thinks I should be, where he's already, had timetables where the doctors thinks he should be in certain places and that he hasn't been in that place. So there's a lot of, I think, ambiguity there with Kyle Anderson, but I don't think he is as healthy as everybody made it out to be, or so we all thought he was going to be, just because we had not had an update for him for so long. And he clearly just said it outright that he was not as healthy as he thought he was going to be. So that was interesting for me to know it as probably as well as everybody else, but he did practice. So what he does on Sunday will be interesting to note as well. I don't think he'll probably play just because I think it's useless to play Kyle Anderson in a preseason game, but it'll be interesting to see what they do with him on Sunday in the first preseason game. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about Zach Kleiman, Grayson Allen, everybody else we talked to on Monday at media days, and we'll get to also talking about that who will play more on at the preseason game as well on Sunday. Welcome back to the show, talking Grizzlies media days and practices this week, giving some thoughts going into the preseason game, first preseason game for the Grizzlies on Sunday. Again, I don't think that game is on TV, be radio only. So if you want to see Ja Morant and those guys play, make sure you get down there 2:00 at the FedEx Forum on Sunday. So make sure you go if you want to see those guys play for the first time, kind of ever really play together. For a lot of questions, unknown. The other people, other guys we talked to, other conversations that were interesting throughout the week. Zach Kleiman, obviously, Zach Kleiman's a lawyer, and these guys, I don't think you're ever going to catch him saying something that he doesn't want to say. He is a very calculated person. He is a guy that knows exactly what he's saying to us at all times, and there is always a reason for him what he says at any point. So Zach Kleiman's like a robot. I mean, it really and truthfully, we are joking about this. Chris Harrington, Peter, Amari, all stand kind of sitting around, kind of joking about the same, very same thing at media days. That there, you're never going to get a lot of great things from Zach, just because they're just, he's so calculated. He knows exactly what he's doing. He sits down and goes into lawyer mode. The only thing I thought was really interesting was when he talked about Josh Jackson. They clearly had an amicable conversation about where he is and where they want him to be with the Grizzlies organization. So, but to be able to send Josh Jackson away and not even have him on at media days, so he can't answer questions. So they're basically insulating Josh Jackson from answering questions at media days about his past, about offseason antics, all that kind of stuff. So to insulate Josh Jackson from media days, to not have to answer the questions about everything that's happened, and ship him off the G League immediately, that says a lot about you yourself as a person, what they think of him affecting the team. We talked about this with Keith Parrish on the show earlier this week. If you haven't already watched, they listen to that, go back and listen to that. But clearly there is an issue. But he said they talked to Josh's camp beginning before the season started, and there is a way back for Josh to be on the main roster. That way back includes internal benchmarks and things they want him to accomplish, things they want him to do to be able to get back to the team. But there is a path back towards the main club with the Grizzlies for Josh Jackson. What those benchmarks and goals are, they're not going to tell us, and we have no idea. But there is a path back for him, according to Zach Kleiman. So that was interesting to know. Just the whole Josh Jackson not being around is also interesting as well. Grayson Allen also very much has been a point of conversation for this Grizzlies team throughout the summer league. Obviously, getting thrown out of summer league was big for him. There is a lot of Grayson Allen talk, not only by myself, by everybody out there. There is a great piece by Peter Edmonston on Grayson Allen over at The Athletic today. Go read that. It's really, really good. But the idea of Grayson Allen, he was extremely open. I don't know if anybody's heard some audio. I didn't get a chance to record it because I walked up late and started listening. I honestly was just listening to him and forgot to record it. But there is plenty of audio out there of Grayson Allen talking. And Grayson Allen being very open about his issues and the problems he's faced was very interesting. I think it takes a lot for a person to say, yeah, that's all fine, but this is all on me. This is what I did. I know this is media days, and I know he's saying a lot of the right things. But I also think it does take a lot of internal reflection to be able to be that person to understand what you have done in the past and what, you know, kind of triggers you and what sets you off. I mean, he talked about him being, even as a young kid, having these same issues of being focused. And if he can focus his energy on 48 minutes of basketball and not the little things during the game, then he can be a useful player. And so I thought that amount of internal reflection for him was extremely important, extremely good. Does he deserve a second chance? Absolutely. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with him, but I think the leash is very short with Grayson Allen, as it probably should be. You don't need any distractions in this locker room. You don't need another Chandler Parsons saga. You don't need anything else going on throughout the year. And there's going to be stuff that happens, but you don't need stuff going on throughout the year like a Grayson Allen getting thrown out of the games to distract your players from developing into good, solid basketball players. And not only that, good, solid locker room guys. That's what's important for this team. And so Grayson Allen, does he have a second chance? Absolutely. But is his leash very short with what they are able to tolerate from him? I think that's probably a better indication of Grayson Allen. DeAnthony Melton, obviously talked to him. He is still hurt. Will be out for half, maybe 2 months. With a stress fracture. So what we thought we were going to see of him right away is not true at all. Obviously, that medical update came out last week, but we talked about that as well. Dylan Brooks is another guy out there that is a very interesting conversation piece, just because you don't know what you're going to get with Dylan Brooks, because he had a year full of 82 games. He played every game in the first season. He got significantly better from the beginning to the end. He got significantly better of a basketball player in his rookie year. And then he had a lot of problems in his sophomore year, health related, not what happens with Dylan Brooks. And so that's interesting for him. It's interesting. He is clearly wants to be here as well. He knows it's a contract year. But that is something that I think he is very aware of being able to get back to the form that he was, or that he's shown in his rookie year. I think that he's very aware and understands that part of playing with the Grizzlies and his role with the Grizzlies. So that will be interesting to see as well. Let's take one more quick break. We will come back. We will talk about talk a little bit about Marco Guderic, him playing on the Grizzlies, talk a little bit about Josh Jackson, Taylor Jenkins, and what they had to say as well. Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. Welcome back to the show, talking preseason game for the Grizzlies, as well as our thoughts throughout the week on media days. Another player we didn't mention before the break was Tyus Jones, a guy that I was really impressed with talking with. He's clearly excited to be here. It's a new opportunity for Tyus Jones. He's confident that himself and Ja Morant can play together. That's something that we asked him about immediately. I think Amari Zankofa was the one with a question, but you know, he talked about his time playing with Jeff Teague in Minnesota. He talked about his time playing with Derrick Rose in Minnesota. He thinks that's clearly not an issue for him and Ja Morant being able to play together, but he also understands that his role as a veteran point guard is to get Ja Morant better, is to help him along in this NBA and to understand the NBA game from a point guard perspective. He understands that his job is to help alleviate some of that pressure from Ja Morant that he's going to feel sometimes when things are going too fast for him in the game, when things are out there are too difficult on the court for him. His job is to make Ja Morant's job easier. His job is to help make sure those younger guys are getting, you know, further along quicker than they normally would be. So Tyus Jones, he's an extremely smart player. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of good conversations with him this year. He's going to be a fun guy to talk to. Reminds me a lot of Garrett Temple. Extremely smart dude. Extremely easy to talk to. Understands the game very, very well. It's a very high basketball IQ guy. Like, understands all the minutiae of the game extremely well, which is something Garrett Temple always stood out to me as well. He just seems like a guy, or he was a guy that just, he understood everything. He knew everything from what the play was supposed to be. He was a high basketball guy. And so Tyus Jones reminds me a lot of him as well. Extremely fun guy to talk to. Taylor Jenkins also had a lot to say about Josh Jackson. Didn't want to put the spotlight on Josh Jackson, but we all know that, Jaren Jackson. We all know that Jaren Jackson is the franchise star. Taylor Jenkins didn't want to go out and put him out there like that. He obviously did say that Taylor said that Jaren, Ja, Jonas would also be starting for the Grizzlies this Sunday. So those kind of starters are locked in. There's too many J names on this team. I'm going to get that confused entirely too much this year probably. But some things that are left unknown is the wing position for the Grizzlies. Some people think that Marko Guderic could be that guy. He seems to think he could be that guy. Obviously, he's here on a 2-year deal, and I think, you know, it's up in the air. We don't know anything about Marko Guderic, but he was a funny guy to talk to. He'd only been here 7 days. He's still waiting on his family to get here. So he's never been in the States before until right now. So that was interesting. He'd never been in the States before until Memphis. So I thought that's a very, probably a jarring, you know, expectation. Just coming to the States and having been there 7 days, now you're thrust into an NBA game. It's just probably a whirlwind and everything in between as far as what he was doing, and now what he's, you know, 2 weeks ago, now what he's doing right now for the Grizzlies. So, but, you know, he could be that person. I don't know. I mean, he thinks that he can do more than just shoot the ball, but he also understands that that is his primary goal on this team, is to be a shooter for the Grizzlies. He knows that that is his number one skill set for the Grizzlies, is his shooting. Hopefully he will be able to withstand the offensive threats in the NBA. He'll be able to not be a defensive liability, if you will, in the NBA as well for this team. So, but the wing position is just, it's up for grabs. You got Dylan Brooks. You have, you know, what you thought, we thought we're going to have Josh Jackson out there. We thought we were going to have Kyle Anderson out there. We all thought we were going to have De'Anthony Melton out there. But now those guys are nowhere to be seen. De'Anthony Melton's hurt. Kyle Anderson is hurt-ish. I don't still understand exactly what's going on with Kyle Anderson, because he said he wasn't going to play at all, and then he played in practice. I don't know what extent. Josh Jackson's in the G League, so you have Grayson Allen, you have Dylan Brooks, you have Marco Guderich. I mean, is that your main, you know, Jay Crowder? Those are your main guys, but I mean, Jay Crowder off the, you know, I figure Jay Crowder and Dylan Brooks are probably start, but off the bench, is it Grayson Allen and Marco Guderich? Yuta Watanabe, maybe, you know, John Conchar. So those are all questions, obviously, they're going to have to answer, and pretty soon. So we're going to know Sunday what's going to happen with the rotation. I really doubt that Kyle Anderson will play. Obviously, De'Anthony Melton will not play. I know Jonas Valanciunas sat out of practice because of a very, very minor issue. Was a really preemptive issue. So I don't know if he'll play or not either. I'll probably see him play a little bit. You obviously see Jaren, Ja, those guys will play for a little bit. You'll see a lot of the back end of the roster like you do every preseason game. John Conchar obviously play, Yuta Watanabe, Marco Guderich, all the guys that we talked about who have questions up in the air, Solomon Hill, Miles Williams, all those guys that are battling for a spot on the roster, or what, you know, who, if they should keep guys instead of cutting guys, because they still have to cut two spots. We'll get into more next week, but all those questions have to be answered. So you'll see a lot of the back end of the roster on Tuesday. Obviously, you do with every preseason game to figure out who they should keep, who they think they have some, you know, have something in, all that, all those questions that they want to know. The preseason games are a prime example to try to answer some of those going forward. So make sure you get out to the Grizzlies preseason game at 2:00. That will be, I think, the only way to see it. I do not think it's on TV. I think the last three games are on TV for Fox Sports South. But the first two games are not, this game and the next game on Tuesday are not on TV. So you have to get out in person to be able to see those guys play. So I encourage you to do that, to be able to see Jai and Jaren play for the first time together. If you've not already subscribed to Locked On Grizzlies, make sure you go and do so. Make sure you subscribe to whatever platform you choose, Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple iTunes. If you're in Apple iTunes, please go rate and review the show in iTunes. It really helps us in the rankings as well. Until next week, we will be back on Monday for a Monday mailbag for the first time this year. We'll be back on Monday to talk about what we saw on Sunday, as well as leading up to Tuesday as well.